We're here this evening for a public hearing to hear an appeal of a condemnation order for 246 North Church Street, Clyde, Ohio. So I will now call this special public hearing to order this day, Tuesday, February 17th. Roll call.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here.
Okay, first up is I will have our zoning inspector and enforcement officer, Jared Young, to give a brief summary of the issue at hand.
Good evening, council members. Can you hear me okay? Is that okay? So within your packets that were already passed out, there's a timeline of key events, and then within that packet is all the information that backs up the case for 246 North Church Street. We're going to focus more of our attention in February 23rd. So if you want to, February 2023, there's a Facebook post by the parcel owner describing the extensive structural damage to the interior of the structure due to burst water pipes. In August of that same year, Sines County Children's Services requested a welfare check on Heather's son living in the parcel by the Clyde PD, and there's the report that's attached also in the packet. May 2024, we had a nuisance and abatement order issued. Parcel owner attempts to remediate with some volunteer staff. There's a letter on the odor that was emanating from the structure. That's also in the packet. In June of 2024, Sines County Public Health Department visits, issues orders to remove trash, citing a strong odor from the house. At the same month, in June of 2024, Sines County Building Department visits, citing structural issues on the exterior of the structure, or exterior of the structure and sagging roof line. In August of 2024, there's been no progress made, so the city contracts for abatement and roughly $1,500 for mowing, brush, and yard cleanup. And the, also the city contracts for abatement for $2,400 for a 60 cubic yard dumpster of debris removed from the back and side yards. Within the same month, complaints from neighbors on rats, both dead and living, increased in numbers. They were found in the adjoining backyards and driveways. And we also have complaints from adjoining parcel owners of offensive odor of dogs and dog waste. That's also in the packet as well. In September of 2024, the City of Clyde contracts with Buckeye Wildlife Pest Control to trap rats on nearby parcels. Six dead rats were found in the neighboring parcels. In May 2025, poor property conditions continue. Through daily inspections, apparent that no person is actually living in the structure on a regular basis. In September of 2025, voicemail to the city manager from a neighboring parcel owners on the increase in rat sightings and presence on nearby parcels. November of 2025, a letter of meet and greet with a new code enforcement officer inviting an action plan to remediate. In December of 2025, a call with the owner and the code enforcement officer yielded no time-bound action plans were received. In January 2026, the parcel owner contacts Clyde Utility, questioning 193,000 gallons of water usage, which is roughly $2,900 for the month of December. Water was turned off at the curb by the Clyde Environmental Services Department. Clyde Utilities directed the parcel owner to file a vandalism report. From the investigation, there was none that was filed. Administrative search warrant request with evidence from 2018 to 2025 was presented to the judge. That's also in your packet to review. That administrative search warrant was ultimately approved on 1/15/2026 and served on 1/21/2026. Those pictures of what was reviewed are in the back of your packets. That's when the fire chief ultimately condemns the parcel. There was no notices that were sent and hand-delivered to the parcel owner, and placards were placed on the outside of the structure. In February, where we're currently at, the appeal petition received from the parcel owner. And subsequently, we've set up this appeal hearing for tonight.
Thank you. Counsel, do you have any questions for Mr. Young? Anyone? Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll now turn this over to Mr. Selvey, the city's attorney.
So we have some new council members. We've done one of these before. I just want to update everyone on kind of the process. So I'm on section 1310.05 of our ordinance number 2023-37. This deals with appeals from one of these orders, and that's why we're here tonight. So the first two paragraphs just outline when an appeal must be made within 30 days, and she must pay a fee of $50. That both those have happened, correct, Jared? That's why we're here. And that we give notice to the homeowner, the property owner, that there will be a hearing. We give at least 7 days' notice. Heather, I recognize you. I see that you're here, so I presume you've got that notice. After that, I just want to kind of give council advice on what you can and can't do. The legislation has the word shall in it, so you have to do something tonight. But it says, after the hearing, Clyde City Council shall affirm, disaffirm, modify, or dismiss the city manager's order by a majority vote of the members present. So kind of broad language, but in plain language, you guys can do whatever you want as long as you do something. At the end, you will get to the point where you guys, the floor is open to make motions, and you can affirm the condemnation, you can disaffirm the condemnation, or you could put rules in place for potential rehabilitation. If you remember, we did have another one of these where there were some options afforded, and obviously each circumstance is different. We then will have to give notice of that decision in writing within 10 days. I do want to make a note here that this is condemnation and demolition, okay? According to my review of this ordinance, then, the other time we used it, now, this is for condemnation. This is not for demolition. So just to make it clear to everyone in the room, this at this point in time, demolition, which is certainly not off the table in the future, is not the topic. It's condemnation. So tonight, right now, the property is legally condemned. This is the property owner's chance to appeal that decision and council's chance to take action on that appeal. If the city wants to pursue demolition at a later date, they would use the other part of this section. And to be very frank, we as a city, and myself as a citizen, we don't want to live under a rule where the government can demolish your house without going through a lot of steps. So that's why this process works the way it does. If anyone has questions for me, legal questions, I'm happy to answer them. I am the lawyer for the city of Clyde. I am their solicitor. I'm employed by council. I have five bosses sitting here, but they always enable me to answer questions asked by the public at hearings like that. So I'd be happy to do so if anyone has any. If not, I'll...
Can I start and ask questions?
Not at this moment. Okay. For those of you who are here, how I plan for this meeting and this appeal hearing to play out is in a very civil and organized and professional manner. If anyone who is in the neighborhood or anyone has, prior to turning this over to Ms. Shaw, has something they would like to say, I will give you that opportunity right now. It's going to be in just a few minutes, okay? But what I'd ask for you to do is you come up to the podium, state your name and where you live, and give us your thoughts on the issue.
Hi, my name is Butch Goon. I live at 231 North Church Street, and I also own the property across the street at 230 North Church Street. I'm glad to see it's condemned. It's not getting any better. The rats are getting worse again. There has been nothing done since you went in there with your dumpster and took everything out. There's been no anything at all moved from the backyard or anywhere in the house. It just seems to be getting worse. So I was hoping we'd move ahead with the demolition too, because it's just going to get worse. There's nothing to be done about it. She has no intention of doing anything from what I see. They've had plenty of time, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, I own that property over there. I can't even let my grandkids play across the street because of the rats and stuff coming around. I found dead rats while I was mowing over there. I've had them in my garage on the street a couple of times. Other people have seen them. My neighbors have had them in their wood pile. It's just getting worse. It's not getting any better at all. So, and I appreciate what you've done so far, but I really wish you'd move ahead with the demolition part of it too also. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Would there be anybody else? Heather?
Can I ask my questions first?
Or? I'm going to have you come up to the podium and ask your question. How would you like to be addressed, Ms. Shaw?
Clear Shaw, but it's fine. Heather's
okay. All right. So I'll explain how this is going. We're not going to deal with personal attacks or things that's done in the past. What we're looking from you, to hear from you, is to why this condemnation should not go forward.
Okay. So I can ask questions, too, about
that. You sure can.
From the beginning to now.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to ask first. Mm-hmm. I have a few things that I've been trying to find, because I've been trying to talk to legal aid, and I've been having a hard time getting them to call me back here and there because they've been, I guess, really busy or something. So, Zach, the first couple questions I have for you. The first notice that you guys sent out, you handed to my minor son. Isn't it a law that you have to have an adult receive court paperwork?
What notice was that? And
the
when
first
was it?
Abatement.
The first abatement?
Mm-hmm. Was handed to Michael when he was a minor.
What year was that?
24.
Okay.
The first abatement.
Couple answers. And again, I'm the city's attorney, not your attorney. Mm-hmm. It was not court paperwork. Nothing's ever been filed in court concerning an abatement. Our abatement is in our law. So did you get a copy of that?
I wound up getting a copy of it eventually, but not right away.
Okay. Well,
and I did try to make contact with Justin several times, and he only returned my phone call once and never called me back, and every time I called him, he deliberately wouldn't ignore me.
Okay. So the purpose of something like that is to give notice. So if you got it, then I would say it did its purpose. You got notice. It's in that section of the law, we're not under a duty to serve you the same way as if we were filing a lawsuit. If I was filing a lawsuit on Mr. Goon or Mr. Billings, I would have to serve them by one of the approved means of service according to Ohio Rules of Civil Procedure or the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Those don't apply to this. This is our code. It's meant to give you notice before an abatement occurs, and it sounds like you got that notice.
Well,
now,
okay, go ahead.
I'm happy to, you know, in all of our dealings in the city with you, I don't think we've had a terribly difficult time giving you notice. I think you've known of our stances. I think you know where we stand under prior city manager and this one. And you know what we've been doing. So if you want us to make sure we get something in your hands going forward, if we have to do another one, I would argue that ship sailed. But, yeah,
that's,
you bring
that
up.
The whole thing. That was my first thing, and I did try taking that up with Justin. And, again, it was a matter of I was getting no refer. I've left dozens of messages, and when Ken was here, he would transfer me to him, and I would leave voicemails, and there would be no replies.
Okay.
And this was multiple times, because originally, before all this was happening, I was trying to get somebody to help with cutting down the brush and stuff, and that's what I was originally trying to do. He then shows up. I happen to be on my way back from one doctor's appointment to another.
Can you avoid pronouns? Can you not do he, like, just for our sake? Because it's been going on.
They?
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean from a political correctness standpoint. I don't care about that. I mean, Justin is who you're talking about when you say he?
Yes.
Or Ken showed up?
Well,
just because Justin, well, Paul Pfizer and Justin and Ken and Jared, they've all been involved. So just try to use their names just
okay,
so we can know the timeline.
Justin was there at the house when they brought the crews. It wasn't that I was angry that the crews were there doing it. I was angry that he didn't give me prior notice that he was showing up on my property. He
okay.
never called me, and it's not like you don't have my number.
Okay.
Which, I mean, otherwise you wouldn't have been able to get a hold of me for everything else. So he never prior acknowledged me that he was coming to my property. I kept trying to get a hold of him originally to try to see if there was somebody that I could get help with to cut down the brush and stuff, because that was something that I was having a problem with Michael doing.
Okay.
And then the second time he showed up, or they showed up, the city. I'm just going to say it's the city because I don't know who was there the second time. But Michael was leaving for work, and I get a phone call that they're taking everything out of the yard. Now, again, I had no prior knowledge of anybody showing up on my property, and a lot of the stuff they removed were things that were not trash. They took away my fence, my gate to my back fence. They took away the fencing around my pond. And originally when they came to, like, you know, cut everything down.
Did you say your pond?
Yeah, a little, one of those little, like, pearl ponds.
Okay.
They took the fence away from that. They took my shop vac that was used to clean that stuff. They destroyed my $700 pool because they threw a basketball hoop and chairs in it. And then there's pictures that you have in there of debris in my yard. That was stuff that was along my fence line that they threw in the middle of my yard, then took pictures of.
So let me, I want to clarify, keep everyone on the same page. So you have complaints about how the city of Clyde has handled the situation at your house.
Yes.
We meet twice a month, sometimes more. You can come voice those complaints. Mayor will always give you a reasonable amount of time to voice those complaints. I don't think you're going to take a meeting over for a half hour anytime, but if you ever want to make some complaints, that's fine. You're welcome to do that. I just want to keep us on track a little bit and say that today's hearing is about whether your property currently and the date it was posted, so in February of 2026, in January of 2026, does it fit the criteria in our law for being a property that's worthy of condemnation? So in making use of your time effectively, since we are on limited time.
No, I have two more things I want to add and then.
Okay, I want to keep us on point. Go ahead, you can add.
Okay, the thing that I was trying to make apparent when it came to this whole thing, when they were like throwing all my stuff all over the yard, that was your guys' doing. You stole my gate. One of the things on there is listed that I can't shut my property up. My dog kennel, they stole the fencing that was to repair the dog kennel. So I couldn't put my dogs just out back because I can't close the fence, and I can't, you know, do that. That was the city's doing because they did not let me aware that they were showing up to be there to say whether something could be tossed or not. They took my son's bike. They took, like, other things, like my one that's autistic's hammock swing that was like a $500 hammock swing. Brand new condition. So this is what I'm saying. You guys destroyed a lot of my property in the yard.
What year was that?
This was the 2024. Because, I mean, it's just starting 2026. So this was basically a year ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do we have water?
We'll get you one.
My mouth.
Thank
my
you, Jackie.
My medication makes my mouth dry.
Okay.
But my other question for legality is you had Cindy Welty, who used to be Cindy Doss, signed the search warrant. She's my lawyer for my divorce. That's a conflict of interest.
Is she currently your lawyer? When did you get divorced?
I got divorced years ago, but I also have called her to discuss this property issue before.
Okay. Couple things here. Number one, Cindy Welty, used to be Doss, is a licensed attorney in the state of Ohio, and she's an elected judge. She decides her own conflicts. I have nothing to do with that. Number two, I will tell you that conflicts often get brought up, and I'll speak generally to that because, you know, let's say I used to be a prosecutor, okay? Let's say I prosecute John Doe for some crime, okay? And then John Doe comes to me 5-6 years later and wants me to defend him on a different event. I'm allowed to be his attorney. Conflicts don't last forever. And conflicts also have to be on specific related cases, and they usually require that you have some kind of prior knowledge, okay? So let's go back to my John Doe example. If John Doe comes to me and says, hey, I need to speak to you because I'm running this business and this is how this business works, I can't then represent someone suing that business and using that inside knowledge I have about that business. So based on when you're telling me you got divorced, the fact that Cindy Welty was your divorce attorney, I don't think is very relevant to this situation.
I also contacted her office at one point last year about the fact of you guys, the city, stealing the stuff out of my yard.
And you talked to her about it?
I had talked to her secretary and her secretary.
But you never talked to her?
The secretary advised me that she said to call legal aid.
Okay, so this is another misconception. People see it in movies. They think if you call every lawyer in town and just schedule a consultation but never even show up for it, that they create a conflict. That's not the case. if someone called my office, it happens often. They call my office and say, you know, hey, I need a consultation because I'm considering suing person A. And my staff says, you know, we have a conflict. We can't meet with you. It might be that person A is a client. It might be a litany of reasons, but that doesn't create the conflict that they simply called and talked to my staff. It sounds to me like you didn't do any consultation with her as an attorney. She had no inside info about this. And again, when she's signing a warrant, she's held to a legal standard of, does it meet the legal standards under this section of law, under the Ohio and United States Constitutions and the Ohio Revised Code, that the legal standard is met to allow someone to enter the house? It's in the Fourth Amendment. It's in the news a lot right now, too. If you ever wanted to bring that up with the judge, you might have a chance to do that. But again, that would have nothing to do with tonight's hearing. I personally don't see it as a conflict in any way.
Okay. The other thing, I don't have it on my phone anymore because I just transferred phones. My phone's still not working, right? The C-Click Fix thing that Justin has been posting on regularly about my property, my business, stuff that has been put up on Facebook community pages about demoing my house in the past. Is that legal without having, you know, my permission, my knowledge?
The city of Clyde has nothing to do with that Facebook page. Are you talking about there's a couple, but to my knowledge,
it was posted by Mr. LeBain.
Okay. Keep in mind, anything outside of what's going on here, like you can make a complaint about that if you wanted. That's fine. But again, tonight's appeal is about whether or not your property currently fits the definition of a property that's condemnable. And if you looked at this, or I could take you and counsel through it, it says a public nuisance as defined in ORC 3767.412A. A building that is a menace to the public health, welfare, or safety, that is structurally unsafe, unsanitary, or not provided with adequate safe egress, that constitute a fire hazard, is otherwise dangerous to human life, or is otherwise no longer fit and habitable, or that, in relation to its existing use, constitutes a hazard to public health, welfare, or safety by reason of inadequate maintenance, dilapidation, obsolescence, or abandonment. And there's other lacking functional utilities, such as water, sewer, gas, electric, lacking reasonable or adequate maintenance of the structure or premises. So, again, I'm not telling you how to use your time, but it's 6:22, and I think that counsel, in making their decision, is going to base it, if they follow my advice, and they usually do, they're going to base it on whether you fit this code. They're not going to base it on whether you had a prior relationship with a judge or whether issue in 23.
I wanted those legal questions addressed because I've been trying to get information, even trying to call legal aid.
Well, and keep in mind, again, the first thing I said, and I'll say it multiple times, I'm not your lawyer.
I know that.
So I'm not giving you legal advice in the sense of advising you what to do. I'm answering your questions for counsel because they're going to want these questions answered, and they enable me to answer publicly, and we're on public record here. So, again.
And then the other thing, too, the pictures that you guys got in your packets, anything with a rat in it is not on my property. There is nothing on there that has a picture of a rat on my particular property.
Okay.
It is all somebody else's. And then the other thing that Mr. LeBain has done, reached out to every member surrounding my house, letting them know that rats are coming from my house without any actual pictures from my house. And then the thing I explained back in the day when I was working with Ken and stuff, the neighbors that used to live next door to me that wound up having the granddaughter OD that had the kids, they used to store in their garage over a month at a time trash bags. And the trash bags would remain in there. They would come with a trailer.
Okay. This is where we're going with this, which is what I had asked us not to do and asked you not to do, which is start making reference to everything that's been done in the past. Let me finish. You are here today to address counsel as to why your property, you are the property owner, correct? You received the first notice in 2012. This is a comprehensive packet of your property, which led to the condemnation of it. We are here to hear from you why your property should not be condemned. So from this point on, address that, please.
Heather, can I ask you a couple questions?
Please.
Okay. You got to notice the condemnation. I know that's why you're here. So I want to go through some of these. It says any building structure or fence that is deteriorated so as to render the building structure or fence unsightly or in a state of disrepair. I mean, do you agree that your house qualifies for that right now? Not that you don't have plans to fix it or not that you didn't have issues, but does that qualify?
You guys caused that. You took my fence.
Okay, and I ignore the fence part. Take the fence out of it. Ignoring the fence for the sake of argument, does your house qualify as a building or structure that is deteriorated so as to render the building structure unsightly or in a state of disrepair? Or do you disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Okay, and you're allowed to disagree. I want to keep going through these. Do you agree or disagree that there's overgrown grass, weeds, trees, plants, and vegetation that are likely to harbor rats, vermin, or other nuisances that constitute a health hazard or danger to the public safety, health, welfare, or that cause detriment to neighboring property values? I assume since you said you've reached out and tried to get help with the plants.
It's already been done, and Michael has been keeping up on it since then.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next one. Yes. Any swimming pool, sauna, pond, or other body of water that is abandoned, unattended, unfiltered, or otherwise not maintained, resulting in the water becoming polluted by bacterial growth, algae, remains of insects, remains of deceased animals, reptiles, rubbish, refuse, debris, or any other material, which, because of its location, becomes an unhealthy, unsafe, or unsightly condition. You do have a pool back there that was abandoned.
I have a pool that you guys destroyed, and I cannot take down now because you have a basketball hoop in it. You threw a basketball hoop, as in the city, through a basketball hoop, chairs, and a slide into my pool.
That was in perfectly good shape
shape. And they also took the stairs that the stairs are supposed to walk up into the pool, flip them around, and put the stairs into the pool.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Maintenance of property in such a manner as to be detrimental to the public health, safety, or general welfare, or in such a manner that constitutes a violation of the Ohio Revised Code and or the city's codified ordinances. You have numerous things there that violate our nuisance abatement statute. You agree with that?
As in what?
As in,
I cleaned up the yard, and I had the yard cleaned before you guys came in and stole everything without telling me that you were coming.
Okay. Another part is a building that is a menace to the public health, welfare, or safety that is structurally unsafe, unsanitary, or not provided with adequate safe egress, constitute a fire hazard, is otherwise no longer fit and habitable, et cetera. Do you currently have insurance on that home?
I know I do not because I can't get it because of paying my mortgage off. Because I need to fix the roof, and I've already had
Let me back you up. You can't get insurance because you paid the mortgage off?
Yes, because I had insurance when I had some kind of high-end insurance when I had my mortgage. What originally happened was I had bought the house. I had really, really good insurance. The lady that I had the insurance through moved to another company. And then when she moved to the other company, I got screwed. And then I had to take the high-end insurance from the mortgage company. And I did not know that my insurance was not going to be able to have after I paid off my mortgage.
Let me ask some very pointed questions here. You don't have insurance right now. You said that. When you call to get insurance, what is the reason they tell you no?
Because I need to fix the roof.
Okay. It's a structural issue?
It's the roof.
Okay.
It needs to be repaired.
So
And I already have contacted how long is your house been, to do that.
Okay. How long has your house been vacant, like meaning no one lives there full-time?
Michael has been there while I've been recovering from two broken ankles and a broken wrist this last year up until, like, last month when you guys put the notice on the door.
He was living there up until then?
Yeah, he's been there.
Okay.
Him and
right now you don't have water and you haven't had water since when?
The beginning of whenever that day in January when I called about my bill.
Okay. And did you ever look into or get an explanation of what happened there?
I know somebody cut my pipes.
Okay, but the pipes were cut after the meter then, if the meter racked up almost 200,000 gallons of water.
Places. Yes, it was cut in both places.
Okay.
I have, let me
ask you this. Where was that water going?
Under
the house. It was just going into the ground?
It was going under the house. There is no basement in the house.
I understand that.
For some reason on the auditor, whatever the hell site thing, it says I have a full basement. I do not have a basement. I have a crawl space.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have a drain in the crawl space? I mean, it's hard to hide 192,000 gallons
of
water.
No, there's no drain.
So the water was just, like, we have enough natural drainage there. It was just leaching into the ground or getting into our storm. Do you have storm sewer on that street?
It wasn't going out to the road. It wasn't doing anything. So I don't know where it was going.
Okay.
I don't even know if somebody was hooking a hose up You know, because like I said, Michael's been the one staying there right now because I'm still recovering from broken wrists, and I had two broken ankles this last year.
Okay, let me ask you another question. The next one is lacking reasonable or adequate maintenance of the structure or premises, thereby depreciating the enjoyment and use of property in the immediate vicinity to such an extent that it harms the community in which the structure is situated. Now, I recognize three, maybe four in the jean jacket. I don't know you, sir. I apologize. Are you? Okay. I recognize some people from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They were afforded a chance to talk. Mm-hmm. Do you know if any of them are here to support you or that they're against this?
I have no clue.
Okay. We have gotten, Jared and Justin, I'm going to direct this to you. We've gotten, at any given time, we've gotten many, many complaints about that property. Is that fair to say? From neighbors and from just citizens in the city? Okay. So,
can I ask a quick question on that?
Of course.
Was that before or after Justin went around and told all the neighbors it was my property causing problems?
I've been solicitor since 2015.
Mr. Goon, do you even know who I am?
No, sir. You've never been to my
house. I've never even talked to you on the phone or...
And the only reason I say that is because in one of those things from somebody named Hannah, it states there that Justin showed up at her door in one of the letters from one of the people.
Well, a couple of things that I'll say. At one point, there was a rat issue in the neighborhood enough that the city paid a pest control company for rat removal. We are not going to set rat traps on people's property without their permission. So at that point in time, the city's always going to approach people because we're a city. We can't just enter your property without a warrant or your permission.
But so, him saying that it was from me.
And we did that at the request of them saying it was coming from your property.
Right. So when we get...
to let them know and go, are you good with me putting this here? Because you've requested me to be here.
Let me ask you this, Heather. Is one of your points of the appeal that you think you don't have a rat problem and you're not the cause of any of the rat problem? Is that what
I'm
you're saying?
I'm not the cause of the whole rat problem. I know that for sure. I know what the cause was. And I know
And that
right
was
now,
those neighbors. Are they still doing that activity that you think brings about the rats?
No, I think that they were already there. They were already there, and then it just got to where it got worse.
How long ago did the neighbors quit doing the thing that you allege caused the rats?
Probably 2 or 3 years ago, but
okay.
It was when...
So the rats are still there for some reason, and it's not the neighbors anymore. It's
but
not that we attracted rats, and 3 years later the rats stayed there because they liked
no
the neighborhood.
There's no rats in my shed. There's no rats in the garage. And, yes, my son is a slob, and he caused a huge mess in my house that I have to clean up. I just have not been able to physically do anything because of broken ankles and a broken wrist. And I have been taking care of my mother as best I can, too, because she had a broken foot and broken ribs.
Well, let's get to that.
Yes.
Now, what you're talking about is something in the legal world we call mitigation, which is a fancy way of describing justification or reasoning for something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to argue mitigation and say this is why the situation is the way it is, that's kind of a separate argument. If you're appealing it and saying my house does not meet the definition for condemnation, don't condemn it, that's fine. You're entitled to do that. If you're also arguing mitigation and saying, well, I have reasons for this, give me time, and you're asking counsel for that, ultimately they're elected officials. They have to make that decision. But I want to ask you, before we move on to your mitigation arguments, which it sounds like is what kind of what you want to focus on,
but
do you have specific objections to the reasons they condemned your house?
I have specific objections because the city caused a lot of the issues with it. They, like I said, ruined my swimming pool. I can't take it down because they threw a basketball hoop. They threw chairs in it. They threw a slide in it. They threw...
Were you there that day? Do you know who did it?
It was the people they
the
had.
The pool was plenty to coming down. It's filled with absolute putrid water and was absolutely a health hazard until Ms. Shear pulled up and blocked access to the gate for us to continue removing items from the yard. The pool was about to be taken down with all the items to make it a little easier to manage.
No.
It was absolutely putrid. There's pictures of it.
So we were using the pool as a container for stuff we were
There's multiple pools. Was there two? One. No,
there was
don't worry.
One actual pool up, and there was one that was being taken down that they folded over.
Because I was.
Either way, it was disgusting. They put the stuff in there. You blocked access to the gate.
Did you inform me you were showing up on my property either of the two times?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Because we gave you letters to fix it in a time. Absolutely.
As a homeowner, I have the right to be on my property at the time that you are there.
You have the right. You showed up. You were there. Awesome.
I showed up because by chance my son called me to let me know that you were there doing stuff. I was at a doctor's appointment.
And I gave you a letter. You didn't clean it up.
To be clear, in the nuisance abatement statute, once we give notice to you that we're going to abate a nuisance, the city then has pretty broad discretion to go abate that nuisance.
He should still contact me the day that he's coming to my property.
You should clean up your property.
Let me ask you this.
We should all do something.
Let me ask you this. Again, because we're getting way off track here, and whether you like it or not, we are where we are today, and council's going to make a decision on this appeal, and they're going to make it on these criteria if they follow my advice, and they normally do. So I think you need to argue the criteria, okay? Now, if you want to argue mitigation and saying these are the excuses or reasons or explanations, whatever term you want to use, for why I should get a break here, you can argue that as well.
Well, that's what I'm arguing because Mr. LeBain refused to return my phone calls a dozen times plus.
Heather, I want to point you to something, though. There's 8 reasons they condemned your house. The swimming pool is one of them. Even if hypothetically we conceded that point, we have 7 more reasons to address.
Where's all the... Keep going.
We're
I asked him to keep
to
going.
I want you to respond to him because I have 15 incidents on record.
Well, that's why I said I asked him to keep going. He said if we exclude it, I want to know what the other stuff that we were going over because I'll make each point as we go to each point.
So you think that your house is not in a state of disrepair?
No, I do not.
Okay. I won't waste time on that one. We'll skip the pool. We've already talked about that. You disagree with the city's assessment on the rats. The neighbors and the rat trapper disagree with your assessment. Do you think your property is maintained in good maintenance right now and doesn't and is in good standing with the city's codified ordinances and the Ohio Revised Code?
I know there's stuff that needs to be done to it, but again, the other thing that I discussed with Ken Winkie, which is before they came a second time to steal everything out of my yard, was the only thing that needed removed was the hot tub that was broken because it doesn't hold water.
Let me ask you a yes or no question.
Yes.
February 17th, 2026, at 6:37 p.m., is your house currently in violation of Ohio Revised Code ordinances or city codified ordinances? Do you think it is yes or no, it is not? It's in good standing. Which one?
My house is in good standing other than, like I said, I have some cleaning up to do because of my son.
So when I say yes other than, that means no. So you don't think it's in good standing is what I'm asking you. You think your house currently, as we sit here today at this time, is in violation of the city's nuisance code and Ohio Revised Code?
Just probably the city's nuisance code because, I mean, he was taking pictures of my siding, and because my siding wasn't crystal clear.
Again, you're explaining why it's in violation. I'm simply asking if it is or isn't. So we can move on. That's fine. Do you believe it's a public nuisance right now due to inadequate maintenance, dilapidation, obsolescence, or abandonment?
No.
You think your house is fine?
No, I think it needs some work done to it, but it is not abandoned because the only reason that...
Who lives there right now?
Right now, nobody can be there because you put up the signs.
Okay, who lived there before?
It was me, Michael, my boys, Maddie. And then me and my boys have been in and out of my mom's because I've been taking care of her and I've been really sick. And Michael's an adult now.
Does your house currently have water, sewer, gas, and electric?
It had everything except the water.
Does it currently have water, sewer, gas, and electric, yes or no?
If I turn the water back on, it will.
Do you want to turn the water back on?
As soon as I get a plumber to reconnect the pipe that was stolen.
But let's pretend we're living in a world where we can only say yes and no. Do you currently have running water at your house?
No.
Okay. Lacking reasonable or adequate maintenance of the structure or premises, thereby depreciating the enjoyment and use of property in the immediate vicinity to such an extent that it harms the community in which it's situated. I'm going to ask Justin and Jared a question. Of all the calls we get and complaints about neighbors that aren't criminal issues but are zoning issues, complaints about properties, having animals, noxious smells, all that, what percentage of those calls are about Heather's property individually? You think it's half?
It's a large amount.
You think it's a third, a quarter? I'm happy to hear it out.
At least a third.
It's at least a third.
Is there any property we get more calls about than hers?
At this point, no.
Okay. Is there any property we get half as many calls about as we do hers? Okay. So, again, Heather, we're set for an hour. I've kind of made my arguments by asking you questions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to advise counsel again at the end on not what they should do. That's not what I do here. I advise them on what they can do. Okay. The example I always give is if they ask me whether or not they can paint the roads pink, I will think that's a really stupid idea. But I won't tell them it's stupid. I work for them. I'll tell them whether they can or can't do it. Okay. I'm going to tell them what their options are when they take action addressing what's before them at the end of this meeting. I'm not going to tell them what they should or shouldn't do. So the floor is yours to try to either argue mitigation or argue why they should overturn this condemnation and let your house go back to normal or what have you.
Well, that's what I've been letting you know. A lot of this stuff is because of the city coming in without telling me they were showing up on my property.
Let me ask you this, Heather. How long, hypothetically, would you need to get this house back to being presentable? Having utilities, having the yard cleaned up from trash and debris and refuse and all those words that are in there, having the weed situation under control, having no nuisance pets, being structurally sound, which I assume is going to be indicated by some insurance company being willing to insure it.
See, and that's the thing,
what would you need time-wise? Because you've had...
Well, I want to get it back in. Eventually, I want to demo and rebuild. That is what I eventually want to do. But I can't afford it right now. So right now it's just a matter of...
Do you have any reason to indicate that you're going to be able to afford that on the horizon?
I don't know. That's what I've been trying to do. That's why I originally made the post for the GoFundMe, was because I was asking for help to figure out what to do.
Okay.
And then he took that a whole different way.
Okay. So.
And then calls me up and is like, well, I'll buy your property. And then ever since, that's all, the only thing. Like when I showed up that day... because I was on my way to another doctor's appointment and saw the truck there, again, was not phone called, was not told somebody was going to be on my property. He was laughing at me saying, just sell your property to me.
Okay. Have you ever tried to sell your property?
I have not. I've thought about it, but I don't have anywhere else to go.
But you're not living there?
Right now, I've been staying at my mom's helping her.
How many nights have you spent at this house in the last year?
In the last year, probably about, like, six. That's because I have been injured for the last year. I've had two broken ankles and a broken wrist, and I cannot do stairs. I'm finally being able to do some stairs again.
Okay.
But within the last, 2 years when, they showed up and everything, I was there probably a good 10 to, 11 months.
Okay. One final question. How many... You've worked with two city managers and two zoning inspectors, and I forget your job title, Jared. I apologize.
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement, we've changed it. But you worked with Mr. Pfizer and Mr. LeBen, Mr. Winky, and now Mr. Young.
And
you've had warnings about this happening or something like this happening for how many years now?
And then, I have another one that's on here because you were there that day. The day that they were trying to say that they came before to clear out my property. You were there that day when they realized I had already fixed that problem. And then now it's still saying that I didn't fix that problem when they showed up.
You're going to have to be a lot more clear.
Hang on.
I mean, I remember being at your property,
November
I think.
November of 2020. City labor forces cleared property, weeds, and overgrowth, new items of debris. Not true. Because when you showed up, I had everything done.
Okay, and I was there that day because I think that was our first nuisance abatement we had ever
But again, you...
That was one of the first times we'd done that, and they wanted me there to see, to make sure what they did was legal, and obviously I thought it was. I let them do it. But, yeah, I was there, and I remember, I'm going to say, four or five city workers from parks and general services carrying out refuse and cleaning up weeds along a fence on the south side of your property.
Nothing was removed. I had it done. I had everything done.
You're saying that we all showed up and they left and we didn't do anything?
We showed up there and we talked, but I had it done. You guys basically said, okay, you did what you were supposed to do.
Okay, so if that's what happened on that day, do you take issue with that day?
I take
issue. Like, do you take issue with the city showing up and doing nothing because you did it right?
No. What I have an issue with in here is it saying that they removed stuff that they didn't remove. What I have issue with is that you called me and let me know you were showing up, unlike the other two times when people were on my property without my prior knowledge.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a big thing, too. How would anybody like that? Somebody just shows up on your property without prior knowledge,
and you being
the ability to be there.
And if you think your civil rights have been violated,
I would
encourage you to contact an attorney. And if your civil rights have been violated, I can tell you as a city's attorney that if you have a good case, it's not hard to find an attorney because they get paid. And they'll get paid for winning that case. So I encourage you to go seek counsel for that.
All right.
Today, dealing with the condemnation issue, do you have anything else to say about the condemnation? Or
like I said, a few things that need to be fixed. The one thing I talked to Ken about when he was there was that the only thing that really needed to be removed that I couldn't do myself was the hot tub.
Okay. And keep in mind that as the city turns over and sends different notices, it's not if someone says 2 years ago, the only thing you need done right now is fixing the hot tub, that doesn't mean that for all eternity, the only thing you have to do is fix the hot tub.
No.
Things get worse.
I understand that, but me and Ken discussed that, and that was the one thing they didn't take when they stole everything out of my yard without my knowledge and being told to be there.
And again, stealing implies value.
It was. They took, like I said, my autistic son's swing that was brand new. They stole my son's bike. They took my fence.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What are you asking council to do tonight? Can you voice that in a clear way?
Okay. Well, what I want, first of all, is my property back so I can actually put stuff back in order how it needs to be. I would like somebody to come over, remove the stuff out of the pool that they threw in there to see if it's even able to be closed up.
Okay, I want to back up here. I want to back up here. I gave you a very broad instruction. I should have been more narrow. The city council, these five elected officials, have to take action on your appeal tonight.
Well, I want time to get my house in order.
What do you want them to do?
I want them to direct the city to come and fix the things that they broke at my house.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I guarantee every one of you in here would not appreciate somebody just showing up and taking everything out of your yard, not asking you, you know what I mean? Not being able to be there, and a lot of it did have value. They took all of my kids' slides, swing set stuff that was in really good shape that could have fetched a decent price if they wanted to put it online.
And, Justin, I'm going to ask, I presume, and I think this is true, that every time we've ever been there, we basically have photos of every single thing that was taken.
Pretty much, yeah. We always contract with companies that the banks use. They're licensed, insured, and know what they're doing.
Okay. So.
But I should have had the right to be there. That's the other thing.
Okay.
And also had asked.
Did anyone keep you from there? Like, did you try to get there and they denied you or the cops said you can't come in here or anything like that?
Originally, when I first showed up, they weren't going to let me in when they were mowing everything. And then he was the one laughing in my face saying, just sell me the property.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want council to know before they make their decision?
I just want to be able to fix what I need, but I also want the city to fix what they did. Because, I'm sorry, the back part of my fence... to close my gate, please explain to me how that is junk. I mean, seriously, how is that something that is junk so you can't close your yard up?
I don't. I can't picture what you're saying. I don't think I was there for that. I don't know.
I can show you a picture of it. They stole the actual fence to close the gate. They stole the gate. They stole the fencing that cut off the pond.
Heather, I'm going to cut you
yes,
off.
Yes, please. Sorry.
We're going to close this meeting up.
Yes, sir.
I have one question for you, and then I'm going to open it up for counsel.
Yes.
Do you bear any responsibility at
all? I do. Yes,
I do. For the way this property currently looks?
Yes, I do.
And what responsibility is that?
The fact
without
that
putting the blame on anyone.
The fact that my son has been living there and has not been listening or helping me while I have been injured.
That's it. Okay. Counsel, I'll open this up for any questions you might have. I'll start with you, Mrs. Mead.
I don't have any questions. I was hoping you could come to us today with what your means to remedy this problem would be. As the last time that we overturned a condemnation, they had people that were going to come in and fix the house. They had contracts in place, which is why we chose to do that. You have not come to us with anything that you're going to do to make that property any better, to meet codes. So that's about all I have to say.
Can I answer her back or not?
No comment.
No comment. Mr. McMaster.
Yeah, I in no way want to be a part of government that feels that they need to do this, but we are forced into it at times. And that's what I was hoping I would hear also is some sort of plan. And it would have to be a strong plan to cover 14 years of not remedying a situation.
It's been different stuff over the years that they have.
I understand. I have struggled. I've been through it. But, yeah, that's all I have.
Mr. Shea.
Heather, I don't believe you. I don't believe you have any desire to take accountability. I haven't heard any accountability. I haven't heard any responsibility up until that pointed question. And I've certainly not heard any remorse. 14 years. 14 years you've had to do something, and it's just gotten worse. You should be ashamed
not
of yourself.
Same
you
stuff.
Should be ashamed of yourself. I have nothing else to say.
It is not the same stuff over 14 years.
Okay, I'm moving on because what I'm going to hear is what we've already heard for the last 50 minutes. As elected officials, we have decisions to make. And the decisions that we have to make have to be based on material that's been given to us, our research for this particular incident, this incredible documented packet, a lot of time and effort into that. But the decisions that we need to render as elected officials should be in the best interest of our community, because the community is who elected us, not as directed to a specific individual. Council, we have codified ordinances, and we have a decision to make on whether we are going to support them or not. So moving forward, Zach, do you have any closing directives?
I'll just remind council that, you know, the ordinance requires you to take some action. So, again, you can affirm, you can deny, or disaffirm is the way it's worded in that, or you can allow it to proceed with any kind of criteria you put on it the way which we know happened in the other one last year. So it would require a motion and a second, and then it's a majority vote. This is not a supermajority issue.
Can I take this to court?
I can't give you legal advice. I'm the city's attorney. I would encourage you to seek counsel and encourage you to look at legal aid or any attorney locally or not locally and go from there. Any licensed attorney in the state of Ohio?
My main question was, is it something that is illegally allowed that the city – because the city, from what I mean, with everything else I've dealt with, seems to be a monopoly no matter what, because it's a municipality and gets to make their own rules.
Well, we're the only city in the city, so in that way we're a monopoly. But to clarify, there is something here that says...
That's all I want to know, is if it's something that's even...
I can't give you legal advice, Heather, but I'm going to read you the statute because it's
yes,
public,
please.
Okay. Thirteen 10.05. Any person aggrieved by the decision of the city council may seek relief in any court of competent jurisdiction as provided by the laws of the state of Ohio. So what I will tell you is that our ordinance does not trump any of your constitutional rights or any of your Ohio Revised Code rights. And so I would encourage you, again, to seek counsel to let them advise you on that because
since I'm not
your attorney, it wouldn't be fair for me as the city's lawyer to say, no, you can't seek a lawsuit because obviously that would be helping them out. I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you you need to get a lawyer's opinion on that. Or you can go file suit yourself. You can represent yourself in the state of Ohio as well.
Yeah. Okay, counsel. I'd entertain any motion.
I'd like to make a motion. We affirm the condemnation at 246 North Church Street.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to affirm the condemnation order for 246 North Church Street. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
An affirmation vote of 5-0. The order stands. Now, may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? I'll motion that we adjourn this meeting. May I have a second? Okay. Motion and a second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye. This meeting is now adjourned. Take about a 5-minute break till we...